This is an uncensored podcast about sex and sexual topics. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to preserve the anonymity of its participants. Hey guys, it's me, Andrew Michael, here. Okay, so that was unnecessary. So where was the episode last night? Like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck, Drew, Michael? Like, I love your podcast. I am, every Thursday, I'm looking for it. I'm just like, where was it? Exactly. So, listen, guys, I have decided to take a little break. And it's not a very long break. I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing in the towel. I just decided that there's this thing that podcasters do when they release an episode every single week, all year long, always. And that is to take a little summer break. So, it's still summer. It's actually, is today August? The first day of August? I can't really tell. I don't know. So I'm going to take a little 4-week break, including yesterday. So yesterday was the Thursday of the week. Today's the Friday of the week. That's what people tell me. I actually thought it was Friday since it was Monday. I thought every day of this week was Friday, and that's not possible, but that's just what my brain says these days. And so I'm going to spend some time with friends. I'm going to spend some time with family. I'm going to do my fucking thing. And I'm going to be still recording tons of content for you guys. So let me know if you want to be a part of that. You can email us at... I almost gave you my personal email address. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't that be sexy? makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com, or you could check out our Twitter. I'm going to be working to make social media better for you guys in the next month, so it's not like I'm actually taking a full break, but there are some things I need to catch up on. So I'm taking a break, catching up, playing a little catch up. It's not like I don't have a ton of free time, it's just that I need a little break. So the Twitter is makesexpod at Twitter, and then Instagram is Make Sex With Me Podcast at Instagram. So check us out there at any of those things. And I will be bringing you some awesome content, like I said, starting August 27th. So I will be back August 27th. I was going to try to make it like just the month of August I'm gone, but like nobody gives a shit. I'm taking 4 weeks starting yesterday. And then I'll probably take a little holiday break too. So like somewhere in mid-December to mid-January, I'll take another break. There's usually some radio silence, with people, with podcasts. Sorry. I literally just rolled out of bed. Let me say that again. I woke up and then I, went through my emails and then I went through Instagram and Twitter and just like, you know, polluted my brain, just took a big shit on my brain for a good, you know, while. I'm super groggy. I ate a bunch of like food I probably shouldn't have last night, and I woke up with like the mouth of a dumpster. Just really great. And now I'm literally sitting naked in my closet. I'm actually at the moment entertaining guests. I have family staying with me. Last week I had friends staying with me. So it's been already, like, I should have been taking a break, but I was like, no, 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 I can do this. Anyway, I need to take this break. It's going to be good. I also am doing some really good work. Speaking of body shaming, I've been working on that. Our last episode, actually, I haven't released that episode yet. We do have an episode coming. God damn it. My memory is shit. We have an episode coming about body shaming. And I want to do some work with, my own body right now. Like, I want to be exercising and continuing to exercise because I like how I feel when I exercise, and it's good for my heart, and it's good for my everything. It's good for my muscles, you know, like when I use my abs and I use like certain parts of my neck that I wouldn't use if I'm just laying on the couch, I get less headaches because sometimes I get tension headaches from my bad posture when I'm just laying around. I get back pain, I get hip pain, you know. It's like, you got to be using this body. So I want to be using this body. I want to be getting to the bottom of what foods actually make me feel good and what foods don't. And my ass has a ton of food sensitivities, and my ass is about to go get tested for food allergies. So, and that's not something that they just do when you go get tested for allergies. They don't do foods. They just do like pollens and cats and shit. So I'm actually going to have a test done to test me for foods so I can get to the bottom of this like fucking love-hate relationship I have with food, wherein like healthy foods I'm terrified of because they might make me react, and unhealthy foods make me feel safe, and I've eaten them and known that they made me feel comfortable and safe for years, so I just keep eating this fucking shit, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm addicted. It's really confusing. So I'm going to spend the next month for me, and I hope you guys will do that too. Now, you guys should still be expecting once every 2 weeks, a Mailman Kevin episode, because we still have plenty of content to release for that. And that's going to happen. So I believe this coming Monday is a Mailman Kevin episode. Get ready for that. I swear to God, I have a degree in music. Listen, and the fact is that I might take a month off, but Mailman Kevin does not. He works consistently to receive sex questions, queries, mail, and deliver them to you and me. He is amazing, as is the United States Postal Service. I think we need to support our Postal Service. And I'll tell you one thing. I went to the mail station. What's it called? Post office. Fuck. Ruining this so bad. So hardcore. I went to the post office yesterday, and I had my niece in the car. She's visiting me and her boyfriend. And they're like Gen Z or Gen X or whatever is after millennial, because they might say they're millennials, but they're not millennials. She was born in fucking 1995. So listen, they are faster and smarter. They're like the new iPhone. I'm like three iPhones ago, right? I mean, I'm at least an iPhone, right? So sorry if you use Android. Just replace the word iPhone with Android. I don't know how to talk about Android, so just, like, you know, you can translate it for yourself. So anyway, I'm like, are you guys sure you don't want to come into the post office with me? It's going to be fucking hilarious, because I don't know how to mail things. I don't. I second guess myself about what side of the envelope the fucking stamp goes on. And I had to mail my taxes in super late, so that's been another thing stressing me out. I had to, like, get those fucking taxes in. And I did them myself. Like, I had some help from my stepdad, who's, like, an accountant or something, or was. I don't know. He helped me, but, like, he helped me to do them myself. And I was actually super glad for that, because I was like, I don't want to be, like, asking you for help every year when it comes time to do my taxes. So I'm so glad that he just was like, this is fucking how you do them. It's not hard. Just do them. And I was like, fuck yeah. And I had to, like, itemize deductions and shit. And then, yeah, the whole shebang. So anyway, I gotta hurry this up because I gotta take a shit. It's happening. My morning VM is about to happen. So listen, that's good news for you. You won't have to listen for much longer. I'm like, are you guys sure you don't want to come into the post office with me? Because like, it's literally gonna be so fucking funny. Like, you're gonna see how stupid I am. This is me in my most stupid. And I get nervous, and then I don't know what I'm doing, and then I start doing this little like, hee hee hee, should I put this envelope here? Should I do this? And then the person working there is always like, oh dear God. And like, honestly, when I lived in New York, the post office people oftentimes were a little bit like bitchy, because they were like, how the fuck do you not know? But they also had to deal with some crazy probably in New York. Here in South Carolina, the post office people were so fucking nice. And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm a millennial. I don't know how to mail things. And the man was like, oh, of course you do. And I was like, no, get ready. I pulled out this envelope that had a window on it. I said, is this the envelope I need for these? And the woman was like, I had two people help me. It took two people. The woman was like, no, because that's got a window. So, you know, you don't want your documents to be seen, right? And I was like, well, I didn't think so, but I couldn't figure out what else to use. She's like, you need one of these, like, mailer envelopes. And I was like, oh, so that way I don't have to fold my papers in half. Oops, I already folded my taxes into, like, thirds. I did the hot dog fold. I didn't do the hamburger fold or the, like, the really long hot dog fold. I did, like, one, two, like a normal hot dog. Is that something? I did a 1-2. I did a ball change on my taxes. So anyway, she gave me the right envelope and I said, no, did I grab the right sticker? Because my experience at the post office is like, if you don't go up to the place with your sticker filled out or the right form filled out, they will be like, no, you've got to fill out a form. And then you're like, oh, God damn it. Which one? It is very confusing. So I would say to the USPS, like, you're doing great. I love you. You need to stay a thing because we need as many social services as we can have. Donald Trump's a big piece of fucking shit. Yep. What was I going to say? But there are certain things you could do to streamline that would help people that are like me who are just, honestly, I just order things on Instagram. I see ads for shoes and a terracotta pot that you add water to and it just like grows. It's basically like a new rebrand for Chia Pet, you know, just like shit like that. I found this thing, it's like light strips you stick to the back of your TV and it makes the wall glow and the colors that your TV has on the screen. It's like, I bought it, of course. So that's where I am. I don't send things that aren't digital. I just receive things. And I come from, I remember life before the internet and that's who I am. So I'm thinking like, you've got to figure something out. It might have to be as simple as like, just having a sign that says, like, use these envelopes for mailing paper. Use these envelopes for mailing fat paper. Use these envelopes for mailing small objects. And I'd be like, oh, get rid of the forms. Fuck the forms. Just stickers. Stickers are good. I actually picked the right sticker. I just didn't get the right envelope. And in my defense, actually, no, not really. In her defense, the sticker was way bigger than the envelopes. And she kind of was like, what? And I was like, yeah. Like, I didn't come up to you with 100% confidence. Like, don't feel like I'm like an asshole. I'm just an idiot. There's a difference. So anyway, or I'm just inexperienced, you know what I mean? So yeah. It was really funny. There was a question of whether or not one of my fours was a 9 on my sticker that I filled out. He asked me if there was anything flammable in the envelope or like liquids, and I was supposed to mark it on the screen on the little credit card slider, and I wrote that there was by accident. And he was like, wait, is there? And I was like, oh, sorry, no, I hit the wrong thing. So sorry. They're my taxes. And hold on one second, y'all. Just hold on. Hold on to the night. I'm gonna go poop now, and I'm not gonna take you with me because that would be fucking gross, and even I'm not into that. So just hold on one second. And with the magic of podcasting, I'm back. It made no sense. It sounded like I went for no time at all, but I actually took a nice big poo, and there's nothing like a morning poo, you guys. It just if it goes well, it just makes you so happy. There's nothing worse than like having to rush off to work or school or whatever it is you do, you know, early in the morning, and not being able to take your poo first, because then you're like, oh God, you know. I used to like ride the subway in the city, and I'd be like, oh, I didn't poop before I left the house. Like, please, God, don't let me have to poop like in the middle of my, you know, transition, my transition from sleeping to being an adult. What? Sorry, I'm still thinking about my poop. And there's nothing like a morning bidet. So if you can get, I fully support Tushy. Tushy, if you want to be a proud sponsor of our podcast, I'd love it. Squirting water into your butthole is delicious. I'll say though that, and I probably said this before, that if you turn that knob all the way to the right, you're gonna get a fucking enema. It just breaks the ass barrier. It's in me at that point. And it feels good. And you know, for messy situations, you might need a little bit of a inside outside kind of clean, you know what I mean? But, you know, most days, just the outside will suffice. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. So anyway, where was I? I was talking about how bad I am at mailing things. Yep. I don't know why, actually. I can't remember why I was talking about that. But the truth is, I mailed my taxes, and I'm 34, and I finally feel like I feel not scared about my taxes. And I think that says something about me as an imbecile, but also something about how scary the fucking IRS is, right? Am I right? How else is like, oh shit. Who else gets anxiety about their fucking taxes? Like, if you do one thing wrong, they're gonna throw me in jail, or they're gonna fine me, or they're gonna audit me. Oh my God. My previous point was, I remember now, we need to support the United States Postal Service because they're under attack and they need to be fucking a thing. So let that happen. Let that continue to happen. All right, guys. So that's all I got for y'all. I am so excited for this little break, but I'm also gonna miss you guys so much. And I hope you enjoy the Mailman Kevin's on Mondays, every other Monday. And I hope you guys have a wonderful next couple of weeks. And hey, you know what? If I get bored or if I miss you too much, I might leave you a little bit of an episode, a little mini-sode, a little Thursday mini-sode. I don't know. It could happen. If something pops up that I need to talk about, faux show, I will. I feel like I should say something about sex. What should I say about sex? I've been spending way too much money on people's OnlyFans pages. I've been doing that a lot. And I think maybe the only thing I can do to justify all the spending I've been doing on OnlyFans is to release more content on OnlyFans and get people to like actually follow my OnlyFans. I have produced a little bit of content that I'm about to post. So if you want to go to my OnlyFans, you can. It's I am body backslash, I think it's what it's called. That thing that's like from the right to the left, it goes downward in a line. Is that what it is? OnlyFans? No, it would be onlyfans.com/ I am body. Boop, boop. That's what it is, probably. Now, that being said, I'm pretty sure that you're gonna see my body naked. So if you don't want that, if you're somebody listening who doesn't want to see that, then okay, don't do that, right? if you're somebody who does, then there you go. And you don't have to tell me. You know, you might be someone who shouldn't want to see my body naked, and you could, and I wouldn't know. And that could be your little secret. Just, you know, let's not talk about it. I don't care. For now, I'm pretty sure I'm going to change the OnlyFans to be free. And you guys, I want you to know that, you know, some people out there might have something to say about me having an OnlyFans. I'm doing this. I've thought about it very long and hard. I really feel like it'll help me to have more love for my body, to find that there are people that find this body desirable. And I like OnlyFans for that, because, like, if somebody, like, I'm not catfish, and I'm not going to make it look like there's one person on the cover, and then once you subscribe, there's this person, you know. This is this person, and if you want to see this body, and you want to see this person, doing these things, and I'll be very, you know, transparent about what kind of content I'm posting, you know, in the descriptions, then you can see that, you know what I mean? And it's a membership kind of deal. I think I might make it free for people to, like, be my members or whatever, or my fans. And then, like, special content might be, you know, $5 or something, you know? I think that's a good way to start. That way, just, like, people feel free to come in and see it. And it's also, like, a space for us to be sexual and, like, it's okay, you know? I think that, there is a divide, even in my life, between my sex and my other aspects of my life. And I don't really like that. I really kind of want, I want to normalize sex. I want to normalize pooping and talking about it. Okay, that's another thing. I want to normalize bidets. I want to normalize, mostly, I want to normalize that humans have sexuality and it's okay. It's not sinful. It's not bad. There's a lot of stuff about the taboo-ness of, like, sex and sexuality that make it, that kind of criminalize, even, like nudity is criminalized and certain kinds of sex acts are criminalized. I mean, you know, it's still illegal in a lot of places to have anal sex because they just haven't cared to change it. No, they're not really arresting someone, but could they? They literally could if they wanted to. If they were a fucking asshole, they totally could. Yeah. And I think you'd be surprised that there's more places that haven't gotten rid of those laws than you'd think. And the fact that they had them to begin with is kind of like, and technically it's anal sex, it's sodomy. So that's what they call anal sex. So you could get arrested if you're a man fucking your wife in the ass or a woman pegging her husband in the ass. Technically. Now, would they? No. They'd probably arrest a couple of fags. But listen, that's that, right? That's why they started the laws. That's why, you know, they're even a thing, is because they homosexuality was illegal, you know? So I want to make sex a thing that's not evil, not criminalized. When sex is for sexual pleasure, I really think that it is not done in a way that hurts other people. I think when you're hurting other people with sex, it has something, there's something else at play there. There's something that else that, I mean, I know there are some people who can't achieve sexual pleasure without hurting somebody, and that's fucked up, but that is a thing. And if someone could maybe be, if they had the opportunity to observe that and then, like, do something about it without acting on it, that would be awesome. And I think, like, if we had better mental health care for people that are really just, like, out of the box, you know, like, just, like, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me, like, normal sex doesn't do it for me, and killing baby birds does. You know, like, if that person could not kill baby birds or people, but, like, get help and feel like they could turn to somebody, but that's difficult, you know what I mean? What if you had, and I want to do future episodes about this too, I'm probably not going to interview, like, a pedophile, but what if you were attracted to Or what if you were sexually turned on by little kids? What if you never acted on it, but you were, and you never felt like you could go to anyone to try to help you for that problem because you didn't want to be labeled a pedophile or a sex offender, and you didn't want someone to throw you out of their office and be like, you're a fucking sicko, you know? What if there was a way for that person to get help for that, what they're experiencing, and be rehabilitated so that they could feel some semblance of normalcy? I mean, that's what I would like for people. I would like better mental health, everything, right? I'm not, this is not an ad for BetterHelp. They could also be a proud sponsor of us one day, hopefully. But I just started doing BetterHelp. Not because I'm a pedophile, but I'm not. See, like me even like talking about pedophilia and then talking about my own mental health, it's like, oh God, are people going to think I'm a pedophile? You know, it's sensitive and people can take things the wrong way. I'm not attracted to children, or like, I don't want to do sexual things with children, but I do have mental health issues. And so I feel comfortable that there's a place for me to turn. Why is it okay for me to have that kind of comfort and not somebody who's having some kind of inclination or feeling or thoughts or emotions that are, I don't want to say unsavory, but literally immoral and illegal? Like, those people should have the comfort of knowing that there's a place for them to turn to rehabilitate. They need rehabilitation too. And even people who have those feelings and then have acted on them, those people deserve rehabilitation too. They deserve help as well. And am I a professional? Do I know? Is every case something that could be rehabilitated? I don't know, but it definitely deserves a look-see. It deserves a try. It deserves a shot. You know, there's definitely been murderers that went to jail for murdering and then they were released on good behavior and they said, you know, this person has been rehabilitated, and then they went out and they killed more. For sure. That's definitely happened. But I'll tell you what, I think more cases than not, rehabilitation would do the job. Okay. Maybe not a serial killer. That might be something different. Okay. But somebody who's, you know, been selling drugs, they can definitely be rehabilitated, okay? Somebody who is jailed for beating someone up or for being violent, you know, like some of those things, there's a chance you could find out why are you being violent? Why are you like hurting other people? Why are you hurting yourself? Like, why are you so upset? Why are you so angry? You know, like what was your childhood? Like, let's talk and let's help you to realize that the world is good and people love people and there is goodness and there is a reason to invest in the goodness and make your life better. But you have to be an active participant in that. You know what I mean? So all that stuff, I don't know how I got on that tangent, but BetterHelp.com, do it, guys. It's great. It's affordable. I think it's pretty cool. Most podcasts you could listen to, not this one yet, but most podcasts will give you like a discount for your first month. So there's that. If you put in a code or whatever. So I want to normalize sex. That's what I was talking about. And, I want to, I want to address things that are really, unaddressed, you know, like, I watched a show. Maybe I'll end on this. I watched a show the other day called Love on the Spectrum. And, I was blown away. It was so uncomfortable, but so interesting. It was people on various levels of the autism spectrum, who were trying to date and find love. And what's funny is it was written, it was recorded somewhere in medical journals or something at one time that people on the spectrum don't care about being in relationships, and that in fact they shouldn't be. They shouldn't try to have that kind of normal life or whatever. And that was so incorrect. And more recently, people were working with people with autism, and they were asking them. They just, instead of being like, I've observed this, they fucking asked them, do you think you'd like to have a relationship? Like, would you like love? Would you like, you know, something more than friendship even? And they were like, a lot of them were like, yeah, you know? And I guess there's probably some people on the spectrum who are, reluctant to try because they know that social situations are so difficult for them, and they might have just given up. But that doesn't mean they don't have this desire to have it, you know? They might hope that it just falls out of the sky, like a lot of us do. I've certainly been tired of dating at different times and been like, I'm fucking over it, you know what I mean? I've had my share of shitty dates. But it's so awesome. It's so awesome to watch people try and fail and then learn from it and make mistakes and learn from it and just get that experience. And then just trying, ultimately what we all have to do is just try to enjoy the experience we're having in that moment and be like, this is actually why we're here. I'm not here to find the person who's my perfect person. I'm here to enjoy the ride, you know? And in when I finally start to enjoy, really enjoy the experience throughout, I do feel like I'm a much more open person to receive love from not just whoever might be my perfect person or whatever, or one of my perfect people, but from all people. You know, you can really have a fun time with people who, no, maybe this person isn't right for me to date, but they could be a good friend. And how many people have I said, like, ugh, this person's just a friend? It's like, why would you take that lightly? Friends are not, I've definitely had times when I had plenty of friends, but there's also times when I don't have a lot of friends, and I wish I did. And I wish I had a fucking good friend and a person that I write off as not being relationship material, just a friend. They actually get thrown out completely. And that person could have been a really good friend. You know what I mean? So having fun experiencing people, learning that, you know, if you're meeting a person, there's a reason why you're meeting that person, you know. And in some cases, you were meant to interact with this person in this life, you know? So just shit like that. But this show, Love on the Spectrum, was so good. It's on Netflix. I really, really liked it. And you know what? It's helping me so much more to understand different kinds of mental and social, I guess, for lack of a better word, disabilities. It is, it's just so fascinating. You know, I've encountered, cause I'm a pretty compassionate person. I've encountered over the years that I've been on this planet, different experiences where like there was a person who probably had some kind of mental, or emotional disability or difference. And, I encountered people that I knew being like, oh, that guy over there is just super fucking weird. Like, oh, he's weirdo. I don't want to talk to him. And then being like, well, he's not doing anything to hurt you or make you feel uncomfortable. You're just like uncomfortable maybe with not understanding mental illness and, or, mental disability. And so, but in the past, I've been like, oh, yeah, he's weird. Like, just going along with it. But I'm learning more and more that people are just different. You know what I mean? Like, if someone is on the spectrum, a certain level on the spectrum or a certain position on the spectrum, it might be a different conversation you're having with them than you'd have with someone who's not. Some people don't make eye contact. Some people don't want to get too close. Some people don't want to talk to you. They'll go out of their way to avoid talking to you because it's just too anxious. And when I learned that a lot of people on the spectrum experience greater than normal levels of anxiety, that for me was like, oh my God, I can't believe that, that I didn't understand that, because I have anxiety and I have, social anxiety and I have anxiety with test taking and I, have some depression too. And I have, panic attacks occasionally. And so for me, I know how horrible that can be and how I've had to learn to manage it and live with it, and use it for my own benefit, use it as like a barometer of being able to measure, like, you know, what situations and people actually, how they actually make me feel. Like, I might be just getting a notification, for lack of a better word, from my higher self, or I don't know, from my body or whatever, just being like, this is not a situation you should put yourself in, or this person is not someone you need to be associating with. And I just feel really lousy all of a sudden, or I feel anxious and I'm like, oh. Or it could be a thing of like, this is a great opportunity, don't fuck it up. And then I'm like, oh. But certainly there's these emotions you experience that help us kind of like gauge, you know, what something is or could be. And you really do need to be able to experience those emotions and be like, oh, this is not a good idea, I think. Or this is big shit. Or this is a great idea. I feel awesome about this. This feels really good. I feel really comfortable about this. Also, I observed a long time ago that if I feel intimidated by someone, it's probably not because I'm insecure. It's because the person I'm talking to is insecure. Because when people are insecure, a lot of times they put up a wall, and that wall feels very intimidating to others. So you literally are pushing people away if you're super insecure. And some people, they're insecure and they just put up this wall of protection. And that's very intimidating. I think other people, I don't know if they can be considered insecure. They may be more open, and they I don't know. I'm trying to think of people that get preyed upon a lot. I think that's more of like someone who just allows people to treat them like shit, and people see that, and then they're like, I'm gonna go treat this person like shit some more. Because certainly we have to tell people like how we deserve to be treated. Not placing blame, but just that's true, right? We do have to say like, no, you will not talk to me like that. If need be like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop you, but you're not gonna talk to me like that. If you continue to, this is done. You know, you gotta do that sometimes. That takes a lot of balls, but I think you can. Totally think you have the potential. But anyway, so I'm just, you know, interweaving my own experiences with those of people on the spectrum. But I think that's what empathy is called. I think that's called empathy. I'm having more understanding, more empathy for people, on the spectrum. And, I really am so grateful to my friend Santos, who kind of shined a light on that, for me and helped me to understand that I don't understand mental illness and mental disabilities as well as I should. And that's really okay, because I mean, I would assume that I should know everything about things like that because I have mental illness. And I do feel like I'm coming to terms with the fact that I've had my anxiety has hindered my ability to learn so much in the past. I'm daily having flashbacks of things. Yesterday I realized that, like, I feel at times like I'm masquerading as a smart person. Like, I'm terrified that someone will think I'm dumb. And every once in a while I make a mistake and I feel like the person sees me as the dumb person that I am. And I go like, and I try to just like say, oh, I'm sorry, that was a mistake. I knew that wasn't true. Anyway, moving on. And it's so silly. Because if that person is looking to prey on you in that moment, that person's a piece of shit. And I mean, you don't have to write them off, but they shouldn't be your friend. They're not your friend. Right. Or that needs to be addressed. Like, you just preyed on me in my moment of like, oh shit. It's not really like in a moment of, oh shit, I'm dumb. It's a moment of like, oh shit, I make mistakes. You know, I am penetrable. I'm not impenetrable. So anyway, thank you to Santos for helping me understand that I didn't understand enough, and there's still more learning to have. Oh no, I feel dumb. There's more learning to do. I'm just gonna speak my internal monologue constantly. Is that okay? And thank you to you guys, the listeners, because this podcast has been, and I suspected it would be, just a really good form of therapy for me. I mean, BetterHelp is helping too. Having a person to speak with objectively and who can, you know, talk back to you is a really good idea. But this has been really great, speaking my heart and my mind to you guys for the last however many months, I think since like March or something. Let's see, that'd be like April, May, June, July. Oh my God, 4 months of just talking at you. So good for me. But also having to edit all of my own talking and listening to myself talk, listening back to yourself talking. It's almost like audio journalism. Hey. Yeah, it is a way of journaling. And for me, I don't really want to sit and write. My hand hurts. My hand hurts if I write. I haven't had to write anything. I can barely sign something. I can barely sign my fucking signature. Yeah, on my tax forms, I was like, oh my God, I can't even read what I just wrote. It's terrible. Texting, I'm better at it. But even now, like with COVID, I don't even want to text. I just want to literally write. Or sorry, fuck, I don't want to do that. I just want to talk. I just want to talk. Please, please let my brain work again when this is all over. Oh, okay, guys, thank you so much. Again, sorry about yesterday, but, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. It's just me. You know, I have now some support from regular friends of the pod, like Priscilla, Toyota. And there's a few others, Brody Gerbson. He is a friend of the pod, and he's, you know, been there for me when I was like, come on, I got to record an episode. Talk to me about sex. Or we just started talking about sex and I was like, I'm going to start recording right now. And he was like, oh, fine. and then of course, who else has been really supportive? Oh, Mailman Kevin has been very supportive. He's really jumped on board. He's really excited about this. Like I said, this is a really good outlet for so many people, and it's all about conversation. It is about people. Sex is about people. Sex can be about love, and that's that. Thanks, lovers. I'll see you in a few weeks. Bye bye. Thank you, people, for listening. It means so much to have your support. If you like what you heard, please follow, subscribe, like, review, whatever platform you're listening on. Make sure that you show your support on that platform. It will really help make this project possible in the future, and it'll hopefully allow me to do some
even cooler stuff moving forward. So if you want to write in, if you have sex stories you want to share with me, or if you have sexual queries and questions, please write in to makesexwithmepodcast@gmail.com. Again, special thanks to our hosting app, Anchor, for making all of this possible. Thanks, guys. Bye.